This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And at the top, we heard Parquet Courts from their newish album, Wide Awake. That was the song Total Football. And we are in the football zone. World Cup started this morning. I foolishly entered into some sort of pool to decide who's going to win, and now I'm going to stress about it the whole month. And that's okay, though. Only 47 messages on the Slack channel that I joined. But yeah, enjoy the World Cup if that's your thing. Russia got off to a very good start this morning. And if you're not, just enjoy a song like Total Football by Parquet Courts. They are coming to town in October. Look that up. Could be fun. On today's show, a phone call from a band that opened for Parquet Courts a couple years ago, Dumb. They have a new record out called Seeing Green, a new record, and they're going to play a big release show this weekend. It's going to be at the new Redgate, which is the old Vivo, 1965 Main Street, and it is so exciting that that venue is back, and it's so exciting that Dumb is going to put out their first big record. They're playing with a bunch of bands, Fountain, Nick Normal, and Supermoon. So we're going to give a listen to those three bands right now. And the first band we're going to hear is Fountain. They haven't put anything out in a while, so it's very excited to hear that they're back at it. And this is the song Pulverizer. Let's give a listen to some Fountain.
Come on, baby.
This is a punk song, this is a love song, YouTube core song.
covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text. I wanna be like you. Hey, other man, there's no weapon in my hand. Dead calls, strip malls. Hey, other guy, feel the pride inside. My mind, I'm blind. I'm bleeding, I bleed too. I'm pretty much see-through.
All right, that was the band Dumb with their from their new album Seeing Green. That was the song Romeo. Before that, we heard Supermoon from their cassette Playland, Secrets in a Small Town. Before that, Nick Normal from the Normal EP, Narc Winters. Before that, Fountain from their with their new song Pulverizer. And all those bands are playing along with Sister Blanche at the new Red Gate this Saturday night. And on the line, I have the band Dumb. Hello. Well, most of it.
No, all
Hello.
Of it.
All of it. Oh, sick.
All of it.
Hey, well, folks.
Except for Quincy.
How's it going?
Yeah, except for Quincy's not here.
Okay. Well, RIP Quincy, but great to have the rest of you on the line.
He's not dead.
Oh, well, good. Okay.
He's just very tired.
Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Gal.
Hey, I'm Nick. Oh,
sorry. Hey, where's Philippe?
Hey, I'm right here. What's up?
Wait, great.
Shelby, where are you?
Where am I? I'm at my house.
And Shelby is on the line, too. This is the first conference call I've done live on the air. This is very exciting.
Same. First time for me, too.
Yes, first time for me as well.
I've
done this a couple times.
So you got a big record coming out. It's called Seeing Green. What's the story behind this record? Gal. I'll ask you first, Gal.
Story is, a lot of the songs are written about some, rough feelings like envy and greed and, just being open about those things.
Yeah. Who are you feeling envious of?
Playful. Lots of people.
Okay.
Very, very feeble person.
Okay. And this is the first album that you haven't self-recorded, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Nick, how did that feel going into another studio? Was it nice to have someone else taking care of that this time around?
Definitely nice to not have to do any work while trying to record.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also Jordan is very nice and professional and funny person.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's up on Gabriola, right? That's where the noise floor is. That sounds like the nicest place to go away and do some work.
Yeah, it was a really good environment.
Yeah.
Very relaxing. Kind of. Yeah, it was pretty relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that question was appropriately addressed at Nick, because I feel like, Nick, you were the one who wanted to, go record somewhere else the most.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wanted to not have to record it. Well, not that's not the only reason, but...
Yeah. Nice to focus on the tunes rather than having to do all the work as well.
Yeah, and also see how real... studio feels,
Yeah, yeah. And this is the first time, so you joined Mint Records. How did that partnership come together? How did Mint find you? Shelby, how did Mint Records find Dumb?
I feel like it's just kind of something that we approached them, I think.
Yeah.
And then they kind of got back in touch with us a little while later, and we kind of started chatting, and it was kind of a organic little relationship, I guess. And yeah, it took a while. It took some conversations, and then we all committed. I don't know.
Ryan Dick is really putting his power pop, power punk stamp on the label. That's great. You folks and Woolworm and Lié and yeah, it's a nice new era in Mint.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really fun to be on the label now at the time with all these great bands.
Definitely. Yeah. And so when did your sponsorship from Toyota kick into effect? When did you become Toyota spokespeople?
Felipe?
Well, I think we were like willing to get a sponsorship from any vehicle, really. But we landed
that's
on
not
a
true.
Toyota.
That's not
we
true.
Landed, we landed on a Toyota because
that's not true.
Camry.
Yo, Nick, stop interrupting it, man.
Sorry. Well, what's the story, Nick?
It had to be Toyota.
Yeah.
We learned a long time ago that Toyotas just go. What was that guy's name?
Step when it broke down.
I don't remember that guy's name, but it doesn't matter because it is true.
They're possibly my best, my favorite press photos of all time that Ivana took. I love the photos of you folks straddling your cars. Is that the van that is going to make the trip across the country to take you to the various tour stops that are going on?
No.
No.
RIP, that van died.
Oh, well.
Firestone, though. Firestone, like, that Toyota would have kept going because it's a Toyota. Forever, yeah. But Firestone, don't go to Firestone.
Oh.
Go to Truck at CNC Auto.
Yeah, go to Truck at CNC Auto.
Okay.
Yeah, no Firestone.
All right, good to know. Consumer tips.
They'll try to give you hats and glasses, but they're no good.
You still have that photo up. I'm surprised you didn't take it down if Firestone's such a whack brand.
Yeah. We should take it down.
You should. Protest. So you got this big tour coming up. Gal, how was it setting up this tour? I think you do a lot of that work.
Yeah, I mean, having done the past few tours, I end up just, using the same connects to book most of the shows, but also Shelby, Felipe, and Nick helped a lot on this one, especially Shelby. Felipe, too. Actually, everyone helped.
Cool.
Except for Nick.
I helped.
I guess he helped a little bit. But I don't know. It's just nice to get help from... It's nice when the band is a team and everyone's...
For sure.
Everyone's doing shit together. It's just sweet.
So you're... you're just going by yourselves, but you're going to meet up with buddies along the way, I guess?
Yo, Felipe, mute your phone.
Sorry?
Felipe.
Sorry, I just ran into someone. What?
Wait, Duncan, can you repeat that question?
Oh, you're not going on tour with another band. It's just you folks, but you're going to meet up with buddies along the way, I guess. You have lots of pals now across the continent as you've done these tours.
Yeah. Who are we stoked to meet up with? I guess Partner again?
Yeah. Aren't we meeting with, Tough Customer at some point?
Yeah, we're going to meet up with Tough Customer in Ottawa.
Cool.
And they're they're also going to be on tour around the same time and playing shows in a lot of the same cities, sometimes the day before we get there.
Right.
Yeah. So we might bump into them in a few places.
Are there any bands you're really excited to play with that that you're big fans of?
Gate number 54, MT. Thank you.
I'm guessing
Mono Nowhere.
Yeah, Mono Nowhere in Montreal.
Yeah.
Navy Gangs in New York. There's quite a few cool bands, actually.
Great.
There's this band called Fred's Beans in Philadelphia that we play with twice.
Hmm?
Yeah, we play with them twice. Fred's Beans.
Huh.
Cool.
You mentioned Tough Customer. Catty Yoon is in that band, and I heard rumblings that there was a big video project that she was working on for you, but we haven't seen the fruits of that labor yet. What's in the vault? What's gonna be released soon?
I think the video got canned, actually.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
There was a lot of horses and body paint involved.
Yeah, it was too much.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all saw it and we were like, we don't like this.
I'm sorry.
No, it was,
sorry I brought it up.
No, we're joking.
No,
that video's coming out soon.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a fun shoot.
And you you cut two videos yourselves? You made two videos? Who was responsible for that within the band?
Quincy. Felipe.
Sorry?
No, that was not Quincy.
What?
Quincy's only spiritual leader.
Okay, it was, yeah, inspired by Quincy.
Okay.
Right.
Executed by some other guy.
Okay. Good. And Shelby, what can you tell me about this Saturday night? What's going to happen?
There might be a big plant.
There might be some what?
Big plant.
Big plants.
Okay. You've got a great bill. How did you, like, you picked so many great bands. Fountain, I didn't know Fountain was still playing, so you managed to snag them and get them on the bill?
Yeah, they're coming from Montreal specifically to play the show.
They reunited as band.
Incredible. That is the power of dumb. And also, is Nick Normal pals of yours? You've played with him before?
Yeah, he's great. Nick's a good bud.
He always hooks it up in Portland.
Nice.
So we wanted to, like, ask him if he wanted to come over to play the show.
Yeah, I actually met Nick Normal for the first time, like, in 2015 or 2014 on TV Ugly Tour.
Oh, cool.
So when we went on tour with TV Ugly in Vegas, actually. Huh. And he was just, like, some 18-year-old kid. Yeah.
And Nick, have you been to the new Redgate yet? Are you pretty stoked for the new Redgate space?
The new Redgate is an incredible building and has a specially designed Vancouver mural fest on the back. Beautiful.
Hey Nick, what are you doing? What are you doing tonight at the new Redgate, Nick?
Tonight at the new Redgate, we're going to be building a stage.
Oh, good. There was something there for Music Waste, but I guess that wasn't enough. It's going to be supplemented.
There's carpets, yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be, yeah. I like the carpets, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, but you could put the carpets on the stage, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea.
And for the hardcore fans out there, any word about other projects that you folks have? Any plugs for other bands that you're in and doing stuff with?
Hardcore band specifically?
Plug your other band. Yeah.
Well,
hardcore band, Nick.
Me and Gal are in a hardcore band.
Finally.
It's called Mecha Knight.
Yeah.
And then Felipe, plug your project.
Yeah, sure. I've been playing drums for Mancho Joe.
Yeah.
Hopefully there will be more shows coming up.
Yeah, that was a great set you had at Music Waste.
Thanks, man. Andy writes pretty cool songs.
Cool. And Shelby, I saw that Psy are going to be playing at the Fine Storytelling Night at the Lido later this month.
Yeah, we're playing there, 25th.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
We had a little bit of a hiatus, so coming back.
Again. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, let's plug two more bands.
Okay.
Nick's in a band called Swim Team. They're sick. And then
they're playing. They're opening for
Cherry Glazer.
Yeah, Cherry Glazer.
No, that's Swim
Sunday.
That's Swim Club. Actually,
that's Swim Club.
Yeah. Different band.
Damn.
And then I play in a band called Nice Apple, and we're going to release a record soon on a label from France. I'm not even joking.
Really?
That's
awesome. Is it going to be a record, actually?
No, it's just going to be a tape. I don't know why I said record. But it's still from a French label. It's pretty dope.
Fantastic.
That's pretty dope. You're right.
Cool. All right. So people should get down to Redgate at Rock O'Clock on Saturday night.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe earlier.
Yeah. No, there's 10, a lot of bands if you're starting at 10.
Yeah, come at like 9, and then it's 1965 Main Street.
Yeah. Main and 4th, thereabouts.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate all of your time, and have a great release show on Saturday. I'll see you there.
Thank you. See you there.
Okay. And we're going to listen to Barnyard. This is from their new record, Seeing Green. This is Dumb.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days. On June 22nd to June 24th, come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
I haven't left my bedroom for days. It's because I've been reading my favorite magazine. It's called Discorder, and the June issue is out now.
This month in Discorder, you'll read about the indigenous burlesque group Virago Nation, emerging hip-hop artist Rude Nella, DIY artist-run space Duplex, Dim Cinema's experimental moving art programs, Moniker Press's experimental risograph printing, toxic masculinity as defined by Weva, and so much more. You can even pull out the June event calendar and flip it for the Music Waste Festival schedule June 7th to 10th. Thank you to our advertisers Timber Concerts, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, The Rio, Cinematech, Hexistential Festival, AMS, Queer Arts Festival, and Blueprint Events.
Thank you.
The Sound of the Beat. That's the band Palberta from their record Roach Going Down. Before that, we heard Nice Apple, a preview of a French cassette that they're going to be putting out. I now find out. But you can listen to it. It's called Two Songs. That was the song Sculpt Edit. And at the top there, we heard Dumb from their new album Seeing Green. That was the song Barnyard. Great interview. It sounded good to me. I hope it sounded good out there in Radioland as well. But yeah, really appreciate all four of them calling in. That was very fun. Going to switch things up now with some Nicholas Jarre. He has a new project called AAL, Against All Logic. It's been up for a little while, but I finally gave up on trying to find a free copy of it and paid for it. So you get to listen to it now too. This is one of the songs from it called Know You. Here we go. Know Yourself. I got to get to know you much better. We got to spend some more time getting together. I know we're still strangers in the body. I know you got to feel there's something different. Come on and let the music overtake you. Nobody in the world can make you or break you.
Come on, you make my spirit.
annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st, and CITR 101.9 FM is here to provide you a day of special programming and celebration, with programs on language revitalization, Inuit composers, and much, much more. All day, CITR will be broadcasting content by, with, and for Canada's Indigenous people, from Indigenous-focused music playlists and audio documentaries to in-studio interviews. Tune in Thursday, June 21st from 11 a.m. onwards to hear all of CITR's programming on Indigenous culture, identity, and heritage.
All right, that was Anemone from the record Baby, Only You and I. That was the song, Baby, You, Only You and I. And Anemone are going to be coming to town very soon, but I forgot to look up the exact date. I'm fairly certain I know when it is, but I want to make sure. They're going to be playing with Blue Jay, local artist, and then also with Edmonton's Faith Healer. So Faith Healer, Anemone, and Blue Jay, and they're going to be at the Fox Cabaret on Wednesday, June 27th. And I'm going to play Faith Healer's song as well from the new album Try. This is the song Such a Gemini. I realize I don't know very much about astrological signs. People say like, oh boy, it's Gemini season. And I'm like, oh yeah, don't get me started. I have no idea what that means. But it is, we are in Gemini season. So I hope you're all prepared. And we're going to listen to the song Such a Gemini. And we're also going to give away a pair of tickets. What a Gemini move. So if you would like to go see Faith Healer and Anemone and Blue Jay on a Wednesday night at the Fox Cabaret, call in now and you can get a pair of tickets. So the number to call is 604-822-2487. Use the phone line that Dumb just used. UBC CITR is the number, 604-822-2487. And a pair of tickets will have your name on it. And let's listen to this song, Such a Gemini. For the record, I'm a Virgo, but you probably knew that already.
Said you're such a Gemini, as if I need reminding, my dissolute mind looks at it all but from behind. I thought it would be better. He was such a perfect dancer.
Section of time to talk about
it. Here we go.
This is Megabog playing right now from her album from a couple years back called Gone Banana, and the song is called Aurora 99. And she's going to be playing at Thor's Palace in a couple weeks, or no, in 1 week, next Thursday, June 21st, along with Adrian Teacher. Should be really fun. I've seen her at Thor's Palace before. Never solo, but a great performer. Definitely worth checking out. And before that, we heard Faith Healer from the album Try Winky. Such a Gemini was the name of that song. And I forgot to announce earlier on, after Against All Logic, but before An Enemy, we heard Tony Price from the album Celica Absolu. That was the song Heavy Jasmine. Tony Price has collaborated with US Girls, which is why I've heard about him, and seems like a pretty cool producer in Toronto. Tickets are still available, so give me a call, 604-822-2487, if you want a pair of tickets to the Faith Healer show. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Going to close with a song by GG Love. They're from Montreal, and they've just wrapped up a tour up and down the West Coast with White Poppy and with Christian North. They're going to be in town Friday night, house show, backyard show. They were supposed to play The Toast tonight, but I haven't heard anything more about that, so maybe that fell through. But look out for GG Love and Christian North and White Poppy. They're playing a backyard show around Clark and Second, so if that sounds like your thing, check it out. This is the song History, and that's going to do it for this episode. Next week, a very special episode of Dunkin' Donuts as part of Aboriginal Peoples Day, National Indigenous Peoples Day. Tune in for that, all Indigenous Canadian artists, and it should be a really wonderful afternoon of programming. So lock that in next Thursday. I shall see you then. Here is GG Love. And if we have time, I'm going to play a little Wet Face. I don't know if the time allows, because I love Wet Face.